Talking Sport.
Talk of Sport on Friday evening, and we're talking hockey. Kim Carney joins me in the studio. Evening, Kim.
Good evening, Elliam.
We'll begin with the Men's Premier League. At the NSC at 12:35, Backers B are taking on Castletown A.
Unfortunately for Castletown, they were on the wrong end of a 5-1 defeat last weekend, and I think that was a little bit of a surprise. I thought that might have been a little bit closer because they have got good results lately. But I think between the Backers B side, they have been much improved, and their game against Backers A really helped their confidence, I think, and it's really proved a nice catapult into a draw last weekend. And I think that they could probably go out and get a draw again this weekend, depending on who's playing for them.
At 2:05 at the NSC, Backers A are playing Ramsey A.
Well, Backers are second in the league, and they've obviously have got some really good results against the teams even lying in third and fourth position. And unfortunately for them, I think that Backers should really take this one, although last time against Ramsey it went 2-1, and Rob Webber, their keeper, kept them in it for quite a long period of the game, and I think Backers should take it, but you never know with Ramsey.
At 2:05 at QE2, Valkyries A and Vikings A.
This game last time round was a 4-2 victory to Valkyries, and I think Valkyries are leading the way in this league at the moment. They are at the top of the division, they haven't dropped a point yet, so it's all to play for them, and for them to carry on going in the league, I think that they do have to get another win this weekend. And Vikings, they haven't had their full team out, and it isn't an excuse. And again, I don't think they've got the full team out again this weekend, but it should be a Valkyries A victory.
In Men's Division 1 now, at KWC at 1:35, Saracens A are playing Harlequins A.
Well, Saracens unfortunately got a loss last weekend as well, and I think Harlequins, they have been unpredictable to who they put out, and I think Harlequins really, by the looks of the league, should take it.
At Castle Rushen at 2:05, Castletown B are playing Valkyries B.
Valkyries B really putting the pressure on Vikings B at the top of the table now, because Vikings have overtaken them, and they do need to carry on getting their wins on. I think it should be Valkyries' game to lose, really, and for them, I think they should really get some goals down as well.
And at the NSC at 3:35, Backers Colts are playing Vikings B.
Like I said, Vikings are lying top at the moment. They had a good win over Castletown B last weekend, and I think they'll want to take that into this weekend's game as well, because it is really theirs to lose now, because they will be on equal points with Valkyries, and it just comes down to the one goal advantage that Valkyries have got from the games of head-to-head, so it is all down to them to win.
In Men's Division 2 now, at the NSC at 11:05, Backers C are playing Viking C.
Well, Backers C have lost form of late a little bit, because they did actually come under their first defeat, but they are still sitting top of the table. But I really do think that it's their game to take, and unfortunately for Vikings, they've picked up a couple of points with a win and a draw, but I think Backers should be too strong for them.
And at Ramsey Grammar at 12:35, Ramsey B and Valkyries C.
I think this one would be probably quite a close game, but if Ramsey really want to keep the pressure on Backers, because they are joint on points at the moment, I think it is going to be have to be a win game for them. But Valkyries C could pick up a point in this game, I think, but Ramsey B will want it more.
Thanks, Kim. We'll be back in a moment to look at the Women's Plate and Cup fixtures.
Talking Sports.